As the removal and capping of industrial pollutants in Onondaga Lake continues, planning for the next phase of restoration is beginning. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Honeywell's dredging of the lakeshore and wetlands restoration is meant to remediate and prevent further damage from chemicals dumped in and near the water. Now, environmentalists are eyeing how to make Onondaga Lake usable again. A natural resource damage assessment by federal and state environmental agencies is in the early stages. It will identify how the contamination impacted use of the lake's natural resources. Ken Lynch, the regional director of New York's Environmental Conservation Agency, says this effort is about replacing what the pollution took away.
What can we now build to replace what was lost in the past? So if people lost the opportunity to fish on the lake for 20 years because of the contamination, what can we do to bring back that lost opportunity?
That could mean building a boat launch or a fishing pier. Money would come from those responsible for the damage, but it could take time and legal battles to reach agreement. The assessment is led by a group of trustees, which includes the Onondaga Nation. They hope to have an outline ready late next year, as dredging work is being completed. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.